USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A top White House coronavirus official says it's still too difficult to schedule an appointment for a vaccine in many areas. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeff Zients made the statement Monday during a press briefing. But the major issue is still the supply of vaccines, even with Johnson & Johnson beginning to ship their recently approved shot. Former Vermont Health Commissioner Dr. Paul Jarrus tells CBS News that having enough people to administer the shots is just as important as having a good scheduling system.
There's a lesson to be learned here, and unfortunately learned again, as we did in H1N1 in prior episodes, and that is we invest so many resources in the vaccine development, and we seem to forget that vaccines don't give themselves. We need to also, early in a pandemic, invest in educating the public, gaining acceptance, but very importantly, our public health system, so that they can administer the vaccines as they're produced.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow, and the MyPillow premium pillow, and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA, and it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98, you're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration and enforcement. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill this week after the measure passed the House along party lines. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday that the bill could come before the Senate as soon as this Wednesday. Representative Steve Scalise says the bill is doing long-term damage to the nation's kids. The Louisiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the vast majority of the money in the bill to reopen schools can't even be spent until next year.
And I think it's not lost on people that it was done at 2 in the morning. If this was a bill you were proud of, wouldn't you have brought it by, you know, in the middle of the day at noon? You could be see everybody watch it and see how great it's going to be. Every relief package we passed under President Trump was heavily bipartisan and was focused on helping families, helping small businesses, helping get states open, helping get schools open. This bill does very little of that. In fact, 95% of all the money going to schools, over $130 billion for schools, 95% of it can't even be spent this year. You know, if you like the idea of keeping your kids at home and virtually teaching them, you're going to be doing that for a few more years under this bill. It's crazy policy, and it's wrecking the future of kids. It's really doing long-term devastation to kids.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.